3 to 9. When was the last time you donated blood? You might be pretty regular about it. You might get invites, reminders, all those things. Today at the Hunter's Three Mosques, Friday services are combining with a special blood donation drive.
It's a project of a brand new local chapter of the Australian Islamic Medical Association. Dr. Mustafa Omar is an emergency medicine specialist. He's part of that local group. Good morning, Dr. Omar.
Hi, Denny.
Before we hear about the blood drive, tell us about the Australian Islamic Medical Association. What is that?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me on the show. Good morning. IMA, the Australian Islamic Medical Association, is a grassroots organization, pretty new, not-for-profit. It's basically just a volunteer organization. We're trying to bring across healthcare professionals together under one umbrella.
What is the benefit of doing that?
So what we have a few projects up. One of it is the blood donation drive. We also do Life Savers, which is a CPR education project across the mosques. We also try to do volunteering and networking, helping each other out.
Is your organization medical professionals with an Islamic background, and is it designed to support people in our country with an Islamic background?
So it is all healthcare professionals, doctors, dentists, nurses, physiotherapists, allied health, and also medical students and healthcare professional students. The organization does include people of Islamic origin only.
And does that provide a unique position for you to work with people in the Islamic community to spread some of those health messages that, there might be people in those community that are vulnerable to missing out on otherwise?
Yeah, so we are trying to increase the Muslim participation in this blood donation drive.
Tell us about that then. What is the blood donation drive?
All right, so this started in late 2019 in Canberra. And they had a massive success at one of their mosques there. And since then, it's been happening every single year. For the first time, it's actually happening in Newcastle across all the three mosques. We have also partnered with the regional New South Wales areas, the Taree, Tamworth, Port Macquarie and Coffs Harbour.
We all know the importance of blood. Why did your organisation see blood donation as an important thing to target in the early stages of your local chapter?
This also actually matches with the principles of Islam. A couple of things, how it matches is, one, it is mentioned in the Quran, saving a life is actually as if you have saved humanity. And if you actually donate blood, you save more than one life with one unit. Mm. And with the current technology, they can actually make 18 different things out of a single plasma donation. So you're actually saving more than life with one donation. And it also actually counts as a form of charity, if you actually look at it in a way. One of the five pillars of Islam is charity. The beauty is you don't know who gets your blood, and the one who receives it also doesn't know who the blood is from.
You would see the life-saving impact of that in your work, I imagine, as an emergency medicine specialist.
Yeah, so I have worked at the trauma hospital in Newcastle, and I currently work at the cancer hospital. There's not a day in the emergency department that there is no need for blood. Especially with the rates of cancer at the moment, there is an increasing need. That is never going to be plenty. There's always going to be a need for blood.
So today should make a bit of a difference. What are you hoping? How many people do you think will donate?
So Fridays are a big day, very special for Muslims. We should see at least about 400 people attending each of the mosques in Newcastle. Like the big mosques are the one in Mayfield, the one in Newcastle, the Walls End Mosque. So 400 each, and Rutherford gets about 60. I hope we can achieve at least a target of 100 in each of the two big mosques.
Wow. Not actually donating the blood today, because I imagine the blood donor centres couldn't quite manage the big influx, but you're asking people to sign up and make that appointment.
Yeah, so by 200, I mean, like we should try and get at least 200 new registrants today for blood donation.
New registers, yes.
New registrations, and then my dream goal would be eventually to, because the mosques are so frequently visited, five times prayers daily. It would be great for Lifeblood to come up with a mobile van stationed outside the mosque eventually in the future. And this could become a permanent project.
I can see the importance of having the Islamic Medical Association in our country. What was it that inspired you to start it here in our region, though?
So most capital cities only had a branch, except for Queensland, where they have some branches in the regional areas. New South Wales is pretty big. Sydney was the only branch. Newcastle does have a lot of Muslim healthcare professionals. At the moment, we only started in November, and we already have 120 health professionals in our group. And we're kind of growing every day, so I think there was definitely a need to bring people together to have just a guide to how we can get our work done.
Well, thank you for telling us about the blood drive. We hope that it's a success in those three mosques across the Hunter, the CPR programs and others that you're working on. Stay in touch. Let us know how it all goes.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us today. And if you just pass the mosque, feel free to come in and say hi. Yeah.
We will. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for the invite. That's Dr. Mustafa Omar, an emergency medicine specialist, part of the new local chapter of the Australian Islamic Medical Association.
It's 16 to 9. You're on ABC.